Figure 1. Summarize hypotheses for additive associations, multiplicative associations, and mathematical outcomes between grade 2 and grade 3. Note: expected significant paths are represented by solid arrows. Expected non-significant paths are represented by dashed arrows. See the online article for the color version of this figure. This figure presents the hypothesized relationships among children's arithmetic skills from grade 2 to grade 3, including addition, subtraction, multiplication, and applied mathematics outcomes. There are four labeled columns on the top of the figure. From left to right, there is grade 2 additive associations, grade 3 additive associations, grade 3 multiplicative association, and grade 3 mathematical outcomes. On the leftmost side of the figure are grade 2 additive associations. There are two boxes labeled addition and subtraction. A solid arrow goes from grade 2 addition to grade 3 addition. A solid arrow goes from grade 2 subtraction to grade 3 subtraction. There are diagonal arrows between grade 2 and grade 3 additive associations. A solid arrow labeled H1A goes from grade 2 addition to grade 3 subtraction. A dashed arrow labeled H1B goes from grade 2 subtraction to grade 3 addition. Within the column of grade 3 multiplicative association, a solid arrow labeled H2A goes from grade 3 subtraction to grade 3 multiplication. A dashed arrow labeled H2B goes from grade 3 addition to grade 3 multiplication. In the rightmost side of the figure is the column of grade 3 mathematical outcomes. In this box is a box labeled applied mathematics. A solid arrow labeled H3A goes from grade 3 subtraction to applied mathematics. A solid arrow labeled H3B goes from grade 3 multiplication to applied mathematics. From the box labeled applied mathematics are three arrows extending to each of the following boxes: word problem solving, algebra, and measurement.